Archives for the 21st century in your region. Bigger, better, and more sustainable services. Presented by Sue Wilkinson.
Well, welcome everybody to this first of one of three seminars looking at the National Strategy for Archives. And thank you all for coming. My name's Sue Wilkinson. I'm the Director of Policy at the Museum, Library and Archive Council. What I'm going to do is to try and set the scene of why some of the issues that were in the strategy are so important and why this is a very timely moment for us to be coming together to have these discussions. So I think we all knew that things were going to look very different after the budget, and having heard what the Chancellor had to say yesterday, we now know just how different they're going to need to be and the scale of the challenges that we were working towards. And it makes the strategy, the joint strategy, look almost prophetic, both in the messages it contains and in the way in which it was created. Because I think the strongest theme running through the creation of that strategy and into its delivery, and that we're going to be exploring today, is the partnership, the need to work together. And as you know, that strategy was put together by Museum, Library and Archive Council and the National Archive coming together and working with sector leaders and working with Cymru to create a national strategy that had the buy-in and support and had had extensive consultation as part of its development. And of course, what we all found is all the stuff you know about partnership working, that in order to create it, we all had to come together. We had to be prepared to take a long, hard look at some of the things we'd all been doing that we were quite wedded to and that we thought were brilliant, and we had to stand back and say, yes, but are they really the things that are going to drive change in the future? We had to be prepared to compromise, we had to be prepared to give things up, and we had to be prepared to be very open and trusting and communicate very effectively with each other. And I think those are some of the things that created the strategy, but they're certainly things that are going to have to take us into the next stages of implementation. One of the key goals of the strategy was bigger, better, and more sustainable services. And if we felt that that mattered last year, it's now going to matter even more as we move into these challenging times. We know now some of the questions that are going to be determining the spending review in the autumn, and they are not easy ones for any of us. We know that we are going to be asked not just if our services are important, but actually much more about, are they vital? Are they essential? And that's a hard challenge for any of us to face. And it's not our definition of vital and essential that's going to matter. It's the definition of the communities that we're there to serve, and it's the definition of our paymasters that's going to really decide whether we've got really good answers to those questions. And then secondly, does it have to be done by government? Could it be done in some other way? So are the traditional methods of delivery, the things that we've always been doing, are they the right delivery mechanisms for the future? So that is the sort of second grouping of questions that we are going to be faced with. And what I want to do is, as we all are going to have to subject our services to that lens, what I want to look at this morning is three things that I think are going to be very important as we move into those sorts of discussions. So I want to look at one of the first things, which I think is our ability to make the case. What is it we're going to have to do to make the case for our services? I want to talk about our ability to demonstrate that we understand the needs of consumers and communities and our parent or funding bodies. And I want to talk about the willingness and readiness to look at new ways of working, because I think those are going to be the three big challenges that lie ahead. And that's certainly what is at the core of the national strategy. It's at the core of other work that TNA and MLA and others have been doing. And one of the documents you're going to be given at the end of today is the Sharper Investment for Changing Times, something the MLA worked on last year, which really pulls together a lot of these messages. So I want to start with ability to make the case. MLA conducted some research last year about how the sector had performed in local area agreements. And it provided some very interesting information, both about how museums, libraries and archives had performed, but also about some of the issues that needed to be taken on board in order to perform better. It's available on the MLA website if you want to have a look at it. And what it was saying was that of the three sectors, libraries had done rather better than museums and archives in terms of positioning themselves, but even libraries simply couldn't afford to be complacent because there was a huge scope for improvement. But for museums and archives, there were really some challenging lessons coming out of this research about how they had managed to position themselves within the context, certainly, of local authority stakeholders, understanding the value and impact of what they did. And I think the lessons that come through that research don't just apply to local authority-funded services. Actually, I think they are generic and they apply as much to university services as they do to local authority archives. And I think the spirit of it is, if one looks at it in the spirit of what can we learn from this and how can I take that on board and start doing something about it, that I think is the most helpful way to approach it. Interestingly, what it said was that chief executives were often better at understanding the potential contribution of archives than the heads of service themselves. That for me was the most surprising conclusion from the research. I would never have predicted that that would be one of the things that came out of it. But certainly it concluded that that ability to convince others of what the service could contribute was something that we all need to think about much more in the future. And it had some suggestions about areas that needed developing, and they were very strongly about influencing. They were about being able to talk effectively about the impact and value of the service, and they were about partnership working, being perceived to be a good partner. And one of the things that came out of the research was that sense of not just being perceived to be a good partner and adding value, but also that ability to deliver on time, to be convincing about that yes, we can partner with you and we can really make a difference to what it is you're going to do. So that ability to know the value of the service, be able to create that into a strong narrative and to go into partnerships to deliver was a clear challenge that came out of that research, of things that if the sector wants to be well positioned with funders and stakeholders, that those are things we're going to need to have to look at and think about some more. I think the key questions around value and impact have always been the same. So when we're trying to say, look, this is why you need to work with us, this is what we can do to add value, they're always about the so what, who cares, what did it cost, and value for money. And some of what I think is the message that we need to take forward is that we can tell each other the answers to those questions, and we're probably really good at convincing ourselves, but actually that doesn't matter anymore. It's the ability to take those answers and make other people convinced about the value and impact of our service. I think we all know what an enormous contribution archive services make to people's lives. And there was a lot said about that in the strategy, and it wasn't just said in an ad hoc fashion, there was evidence to back it up. The zeitgeist ought to be with us. That if anything, what is going to be needed now is more access to information and knowledge, and it needs to be in an accessible and ready format. And the contribution we can make to some of the key agendas like learning and skills are, if anything, going to be more important. But the ability to tell that story in a strong and convincing fashion is going to be increasingly important, I think, over the course of the next few months, and the ability to show that we're not doing it in a silo, that actually we have joined up with some of the key players and we are bringing added value to what it is they're trying to achieve. And in fact, of course, we can't do it on our own anyway. We don't have the resources or the capacity. We are going to be needing to identify other partners and say, if you're doing that and you're bringing that space and those resources and that expertise to it, this is how the archive can help with that. This is how it can make it a better offer or a better programme. So one of the things that this links into is the need to have a strong vision for the service, a really strong understanding of how it contributes to the outcomes and agendas that the funding body has for the local community, and who one is going to work with to deliver it. And that's really the theme of our first workshop this morning, that the strong services are the ones who've looked at those questions and said, what is it that I'm trying to achieve here, and how does it match against what the other partners are trying to achieve, and what will it deliver? What are the benefits of it? What's it actually going to do? Having that clear, strong sense of the services and being able to take that into conversations with potential partners and funding bodies and stakeholders is really critical. So the second thing I said I wanted to talk about was needs. Understanding the needs of consumers, communities, partners, stakeholders, and being able to position the service against those needs. Because the strongest arguments we can make in any of those key conversations are about the benefit and value of what the service does in the way it works with communities. We did some research on community engagement last year, producing the community engagement strategy. And this is one of the things that one of the responses said. In the past, museums, libraries and archives have sometimes seen themselves at the centre of partnership arrangements. They may need to relinquish this position and see how they can truly support partners and empower communities. It's a very strong challenge for us all. And given, I think, increasing strength by the stuff that was produced last year on the white paper about empowering communities, reinforced, I think, in the new government by all the work that's been done around the big society. And there's a briefing note, again, in the PACs at the end, about the big society. So this shift away from silo working, the shift away from identifying for oneself the priorities and needs, and into a much more active partnership, community engagement, working with users and potential users type agendas. Now, the best services, as we all know, have always worked with their local communities. They've always gone to find out what it is people want and need and helped use that to shape what it is that they're going to deliver. But I think that what this is doing is pushing us into beyond that. And it was quite interesting, some of the feedback we've had from libraries about the big lottery programme, which was a whole funding stream to libraries that was given to them to work more effectively and empower communities. And a really fantastic library service said, we've always been really good at consulting communities, really, really good at it, but this is different. Empowering communities is completely different. It's required a whole new set of skills, and it's required some of those things I talked about at the beginning, about developing this shared strategy with the MLA and TNA, because they said it's meant stepping back and saying, actually, this is about power sharing. This is about saying it's not us listening and then making decisions. It's about us collectively deciding what to do. And I think that whole shift into community empowerment is quite a big one. And then the next stage of saying, and where does that leave the community in terms of what it might be doing in delivering services is a much bigger agenda and challenge for us to face. So it's always been important to know what users need and want from the service. It's only going to be more important. And I think knowing what the people who don't use our services need and want, and being able to look at that and use that information to shape the service, is going to be critical as well. So that whole emphasis on being able to segment your market and understand it, and knowing that for many funders, participation is still a proxy indicator. It's still something that tells them about how people value it. And so reaching out to new communities in all sorts of different ways, I think, is going to be something that, again, we need to think about as we meet some of these challenges. Lots of services don't necessarily have the resources or the capacity to do that sort of detailed market research. But it's something a lot of local authorities do anyway. It's something that MLA and TNA can help with in terms of data and information. So I think there are sources of information out there, and we need to use them to the best effect. And then the final thing I said I wanted to talk about was new forms of delivery. My colleague, Joe Woolley, is going to be talking in much more detail about new governance methods later this morning. And again, there's going to be a paper expanding on her presentation that's going to be available in your packs. And a lot of work has been done by the MLA, a lot of work has been done by TNA on new governance and new delivery methods, because we all recognise that that's going to be critically important. That the great risk is the salami slicing of the service. The great risk is that it just gets incrementally cut to a point where actually you begin to wonder if you're going to be able to deliver anything at all in the future, because you're just down to the absolute bare bones of what can be done. And that, it seems to me, is that's the risk. So how on earth can we begin to think about ways of meeting or challenging or even dealing with that risk? And that, I think, is the pressure on us to be more open, more innovative, more willing to actually look at delivery mechanisms and say, not how can I cut this back, but is there a different way of delivering some of this? Is it through partnership working? Can I make some savings by coming together with other archives or other services? Are there economies of scale? Are there new, challenging, different, innovative ways I can think about that might help me to stop salami slicing and begin to think about doing things in a different way? And the issue, I think, is that change is going to happen anyway. Whatever we feel about it, and I'm sure we've all got very different but very strong views about it, it is going to happen. And so being proactive and being on the front foot and having ideas and suggestions about how, if that's my vision and that's what I think I can deliver, what are the ways in which I might be able to do that? I think that is the key strategy for survival. The more we think about it now, the more we have ideas and possible solutions, the better placed we will be for some of those really tough discussions that are going to happen in the autumn as people look to make massive savings to their service. And what I think both TNA and MLA would like to say in that process is that we understand the scale of the challenge. We understand that none of this is easy, and we are here to help with it. We do have resource. We do have, in terms of particularly in people, some of whom are here in the room today, who, when you are wanting to have some of those conversations with chief executives or lead officers or elected members, who can assist with some of those discussions. One of the things Oliver was going to say if he was here is that if you've had a conversation with a chief executive or a vice-chancellor, if you've got a proposal on the table and you need him to come and add weight to that, he is prepared to do that, to come and support those conversations. The MLA has a field team who are having exactly those conversations all the time with chief executives and with elected members, who are saying, yes, you are beginning to think about your services. Don't just salami slice them. Let's think about the strategic vision, what it is you're trying to achieve, what your communities want, and how these services can play into and support that agenda. So we have got people who are there to help and support and who are making some of these arguments, both about the value of the service and about the need to think strategically about it rather than just chop its budget and move on. So that's where we can come and help. Actually on the ground when you are in those conversations and need somebody to support you. So having said what all those challenges are, what is it that today we are here to do? Well, the strategy was the first step towards putting some of these things on the table. And as you've probably all seen, when we'd written the strategy, we then had a meeting with some key leaders of services who said, this is fantastic, it's great, but that's not going to help me to have a conversation with my vice-chancellor or my lead officer or my elected member. We need something tighter, shorter, smarter, saying what it is that we need all the partners to do. And that's why we created that summary document. So I hope that for some of you, that has already been your lead-in to start some of these conversations with some of these some of these key people who we need to be understanding the archives agenda. What we want to do today is to take time to begin to think about what some of these issues mean for your service, to be able to share experience around the groups, to be able to talk about what we mean by our vision and outcomes for the service, and then how partnerships can help us to do that, and use all that to at least make people feel that they've got some good ideas as they go into the challenging weeks and months ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This event was recorded live on the 23rd of June 2010 as part of the Archives for the 21st Century in Your Region conference. This podcast is copyright to the National Archives, all rights reserved.